present George Edwards as the Hunchback of Notre Dame. In the previous episode, we heard how Pierre Grinoir and Quasimodo had seized Jehan de Moulin and tried to force Tom Follow to intercede for the release of Esmeralda. Quasimodo took Jehan de Moulin to the top of the bell tower and threatened that if Tom Follow did not arrange for the release of Esmeralda, that he would hurl Jehan's body onto the flagstones below. Tom Follow told Pierre and Quasimodo that he could not help Esmeralda. Then Quasimodo was seized with a fit of insane rage. He lifted Jehan de Moulin above his head and sent him crashing down onto the flagstones below. Pierre Grinoir and Dom Frollo bent over the broken body of Jehan de Moulin.
Quasimodo, you shall suffer for this. Not only shall you be put to death, but it shall be a slow, painful death. I will have you torn limb from limb.
I am in the bell tower. The belfry is my home. The king's soldiers will never take me, that I swear. They will not care to chase me round the rooftops of Notre Dame.
Oh, evil hunchback that you are. I think this gypsy girl has cast a spell on you, too. But you shall suffer.
I have suffered, Dom Frollo. For years I have suffered, and then there came into my life one thing that I loved, and you took that from me. Now, for the first time, I have made you suffer. I killed your brother, and I am glad, glad.
Get you gone, foul hunchback. You will come to judgment in time. I promise you that.
Hear me, Tom Frollo. Many times did I warn you that I would make you suffer if any harm came to Esmeralda. I have tried to be loyal to you. I have tried to serve you faithfully and well. But Esmeralda means so much to me. It was in your power to save her life. It was in your hand's power to speak for her, but he refused. I love Esmeralda. Therefore, I destroy those who seek to harm the one I love.
Get from my sight, foul hunchback. It is torture to me to look upon you. Skulk in the belfry until such time as the king's soldiers come for you.
I go, but I warn you, Dom Frollo, I will not rest until I have saved Esmeralda.
You shall never save her. No one can save her now. Hear you that, Quasimodo? And I hope the knowledge makes you suffer. She is to die. What say you to that, hunchback?
Dom Frollo, I cannot tell you how sorry I am that this should have occurred.
At my feet lies the dead and broken body of my brother Jehan. He was so young, so gay, so carefree, done to death because of my crime. I promise you this, Pierre Gringoire. It is more certain than ever now that Esmeralda shall die.
I would not be too sure, Dom Frollo. Why not repent? Already your hatred of Esmeralda has cost you your brother's life. It is not too late to make amends now.
Esmeralda shall not cheat the gallows. I shall laugh. I shall laugh with unholy glee as I watch her dead body dangling from a rope's end. Nothing can cheat me.
I would not be too sure of that, Dom Frollo. The mob of Paris, the vagabonds, all worship Esmeralda. They will make a bold bid to rescue her on the day of her execution.
Esmeralda shall die. That will be the atonement I will make to Jehan. Go from here, foul poet. Let me not set eyes on you again. Go, I say, and leave me to my prayers. Leave me with my dead.
Pierre Grinoir left the Cathedral of Notre Dame and went to the tavern of the Coeur de Marac. There he sought out Clopin Trafeur, the leader of the vagabond.
Well, Master Poet, what do you want with me?
Clopin, you married me to Esmeralda. She saved my life, and in gratitude, I must do something to try and save her life. But I can do nothing. I am powerless. People laugh at me. You are the king of the vagabonds. You have much power in Paris, and you can prevent the execution from taking place.
And at the same time, lead many of my vagabonds to certain death. Is it worth risking their lives to save the woman you love?
Clopin, I implore your aid.
I like Esmeralda. The vagabonds like her. I may be able to do something.
Then you will help me? You will lead a raid on the prison?
It would be useless to try and storm the prison walls. But there is another scheme that might succeed.
What is the scheme?
I will organize the vagabonds. I will organize all the poor people of Paris, the rabble, the downtrodden. They shall join with me in attempting to rescue Esmeralda.
But how?
On a certain day at a certain time, Esmeralda will be taken to the public scaffold at Notre Dame to be hanged. Before she is hanged, she will be taken up the steps of the cathedral and told to make her peace with God. It is then that the guards will relax, and it is then that the rabble of Paris will rush to the guards and rescue Esmeralda.
It is a daring scheme. Do you think it will succeed?
Who knows? But it is the best we can do. It means that several poor citizens are bound to meet their death.
Yes, I realize that.
However, Esmeralda is ours. She belongs to us. We shall not let them take our life without a fight.
What can I do to help, Clopin?
Do you know the place where Sister Gudule is walled up?
Yes, I know that place.
On the day that the execution is to take place, you will run amongst the crowd, seize Esmeralda, and run with her to the place where Sister Gudule is imprisoned. Wait there till such time as others of our band come and take you to a place of safety. Is that clear?
Yes, that is perfectly clear.
Pierre Grinoir left the tavern of the Coeur de Marac with a lighter heart. He felt that there was still a chance of saving Esmeralda. In the meantime, Dom Frollo paid a visit to the king's cardinal.
Well, Dom Frollo, what do you want with me?
My lord cardinal, I have come to speak to you about the girl Esmeralda.
Esmeralda? Oh, yes, the gypsy girl. She is to hang in 3 days' time.
I know, my lord cardinal, and I have come to ask you to see that the soldiers who are guarding her on the day of execution should be on the alert. I fear that there will be trouble from the Paris mob.
What makes you fear that?
A wretched poet by the name of Pierre Gringoire is married to this woman. He hinted to me that the mob might try and rescue her. I should think it will be necessary to call out a whole regiment to see that the execution is held without any disorder.
Yes, it might be necessary. I am glad you came to me with this news, Dom Frollo. I will call out a whole regiment. I will see that the girl is closely guarded. She shall not cheat the gallows, that I promise.
Good. That news brings joy to my heart.
Tell me, Dom Frollo, why are you so anxious that this girl should die? Has she ever harmed you personally in any way?
No, no, my lord cardinal. She has not harmed me. But I have the interest of the people at heart. It is dangerous that a witch should be allowed to roam around Paris, forcing her evil spells upon all and sundry. Captain Phoebus de Chateaupaire was my friend. He was a gallant officer, and I would not see anyone else suffer as he suffered.
I had no idea that Captain de Chateaupaire was your friend.
He was indeed my friend, my lord cardinal, and I will be glad when his death is avenged.
His death shall be avenged, Dom Frollo. Have no fears on that score. And I will see that there are soldiers present at the execution.
I thank you, my lord cardinal. I feel much safer about it now, and I shall feel really happy when I see that witch's body dangling from the gallows.
Domfrollo bowed low before the cardinal. Then he took his leave. Will the regiment of soldiers be able to prevent the Paris mob from rescuing Esmeralda? Will the execution be carried out? We shall hear more about it in the next episode of The Hunchback of Notre Dame.